From North State Public Radio, I'm Serena Grossi with your headlines for Friday, August 22nd. A contentious redistricting proposal is heading to California voters this fall. That's after California Democrats approved the plan at the state capitol on Thursday. Cap Radio's Laura Fitzgerald reports.
Clerk will open the roll. All members vote who desire to vote. All members vote who desire to vote.
Democrats in the state assembly erupted in applause as they passed the proposal. They were unified in their support. It would suspend the state's independent redistricting rules and establish a new congressional map favoring Democrats until after the 2030 census. It goes into effect if voters approve it through a special election. Democrats argue their plan is needed to counter the GOP-led redistricting effort in Texas. Here's Assemblymember Mark Berman.
We're here today because President Trump and Republicans in Texas and other states are attempting to redraw congressional districts mid-decade in an effort to rig the upcoming election.
The measure originally included a trigger clause, meaning it would only go into effect if Texas or another state goes through with redistricting plans of their own. But shortly before the vote, Democrats stripped that language from the bill. Republicans opposed the measure because it sidelines the Independent Redistricting Commission that voters approved nearly 15 years ago. Assemblymember James Gallagher is the Republican minority leader.
You move forward fighting fire with fire, what happens? You burn it all down. And in this case, it affects our most fundamental American principle, representation.
Voters will weigh in on the proposal during a special election planned for November 4th. Laura Fitzgerald, Cap Radio News.
In other news, the Sites Reservoir Project is moving forward with more help from the state. NSPR's Ken Duvall has more.
Governor Gavin Newsom announced this week that California has allocated another $219 million for the project's construction. Sites Reservoir will be located in Glen and Colusa counties. The funding will cover costs resulting from delays, inflation, and expected increases in construction cost. The project is key to the state's water management strategy, which aims to make the state more resilient to the effects of climate change. It will take water from the nearby Sacramento River in surplus years and release it in dry years. The reservoir's storage capacity is enough to supply 4.5 million homes for a year. Total project costs are expected to reach nearly $7 billion, with some support coming from the federal government. For NSPR News, I'm Ken Duvall.
And West Nile virus has come to Butte County with last week's announcement of the first confirmed human case. According to the County Department of Public Health, 11 mosquito-infested pools in the county have tested positive, with 4 located in Biggs, 4 in Gridley, 1 in Palermo, and 1 in Huncutt. The final positive match was identified between Chico and Oroville. There were also 5 positive mosquito samples reported in Butte County. About 1 in 5 people who contract West Nile virus infections experience symptoms like fever, body aches, and vomiting within days of a mosquito bite. Also, a South Lake Tahoe resident has tested positive for the plague. El Dorado County says state health officials were notified of the case, which they believe is caused by an infected flea bite during a camping trip in the South Lake Tahoe area. The person is receiving medical attention and recovering at home. Human cases of the plague are very rare, but can be very serious. The last reported case of human plague in the county was in 2020, also likely from around South Lake Tahoe. Additionally, Redding and Chico are at high risk of wildfires. That's the finding in a new report released by data analytics firm Cotality, according to KRCR. Redding ranks as 12th and Chico 14th in terms of the numbers of homes at risk. The 2025 Wildfire Risk Report considers hazards like wind, drought, vegetation, and topography. And finally, Redding City Council voted to rescind a controversial first responder fee ordinance this week. They also directed staff to stop all current billings and issue refunds to people who had already paid the fee. The fee would charge people who called the city's fire department to help with lift assists nearly $500. According to officials, the fire department responds to thousands of those calls annually and has faced cost pressures. The fee was initially approved in 2021 and was meant to offset costs for when fire personnel respond to these calls. City officials say that the council agreed to repeal the fee ordinance after receiving, quote, significant public input, end quote. The fees have stopped immediately, but a formal rescission of the ordinance will return to the council in coming weeks. And those were your headlines for Friday, August 22nd. Our theme song is Burrow and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions. For more local and state news, check out our website, mynspr.org. For NSPR News, I'm Serena Grossi.